Hello everyone, Ryan Stevens on the Pick and Rollout. We are back with Championship Week action for Friday, March the 15th. We've got some early games for you. Let's get it started in the Big Ten. Noon Eastern on Big Ten Network, Purdue taking on Michigan State. The Boilermakers now up to a 7.5-point favorite in this matchup. They started as a 5.5-point favorite. Michigan State coming off of a 10-point victory over Minnesota yesterday. These two teams met once in the regular season, with Purdue earning an 80-74 victory back on March the 2nd. Michigan State just 2-4 against the spread in their last six games overall, matching their straight-up record over that stretch. They are also 13-7 straight-up in their last 20 games played on Friday, and are just 4-13 straight-up in their last 17 games as an underdog. Purdue, also not much better lately, 2-5 against the spread in their last seven games. Of course, on the real scoreboard, they are doing quite well. They have won 14 of their last 15 in the Big Ten, 8 of their last 9 in the month of March, but they've only covered 1 of their last 6 Friday games. When these teams have met, Purdue has won 8 of the last 9 straight up, but Michigan State has covered 4 of the last 5. I don't think that's going to continue. I'm actually going to take Purdue minus 7.5. 143 is the total. The total has gone under in 8 of Michigan State's last 12 Big Ten games, but over in 12 of their last 18 in March. More recently, the under is 5-2 in Michigan State's last 7 games. Purdue, just the opposite. They've seen the over hit in 4 of their last 5, as well as 5 of their last 6 when they are the favorite. The total has also gone over in 4 of the last 6 meetings between these two teams. I think that one continues in this direction. I'll take over 143. Next up, we're going to stick in the Big Ten, Wisconsin taking on Northwestern. The Badgers fresh off of their 87-56 win yesterday in the Big Ten tournament. They come into this game as 3.5-point favorites. These teams met once in the regular season back in January. It was a 71-63 victory for the Badgers. This game scheduled for 3:30-ish on Big Ten Network, or really 30 minutes after that Michigan State game ends. Wisconsin just 4-11 against the spread in their last 15 games overall. They have won 8 of their last 9 on Fridays and are 15-4 straight up when playing as the favorite. Northwestern, they're 6-3 straight up in their last 9 games to close out the regular season. They've covered 6 of their last 7. They're also 5-1 straight up in their last 6 games on Fridays, and they have covered each of their last 6 games in which they are the underdog. Wisconsin has won 8 of their last 10 against Northwestern and has covered 5 of their last 7. I think Northwestern actually hangs in this one. They're going to have the fresh legs, although Wisconsin did have a bit of a cruise control victory yesterday, but I think Northwestern plus 3.5 is the play here. 137.5 is the total. The total has gone over in each of Wisconsin's last 7 games, as well as 4 of their last 5 in the month of March. Northwestern over in 13 of their last 19 and over in 5 of their last 6 in March. I can't believe I'm saying this about a Wisconsin-Northwestern game, but I'm going to take the over here. We move on to the SEC, noon Eastern on ESPN, Tennessee taking on Mississippi State. The Volunteers are up to 10.5-point favorites in this one. That line opened at 9. Mississippi State beat LSU by 10 yesterday. The Bulldogs 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 games, matching their straight-up record. They're also 2-4 against the spread in their last 6 games against teams from the SEC. They've only covered 1 of their last 8 in the month of March and are 1-6 straight up as an underdog. Tennessee, just the opposite. They've won 7 of their last 8 straight up. They're 4-1 against the spread in their last 5. They've won 9 of their last 11 SEC games. They've also covered 4 of the last 5 against Mississippi State while winning 5 of the last 6. I think both those trends continue. Tennessee comes in and wins this one big. 142.5 is the total. These two teams met once in the regular season, a 77-72 victory for Tennessee. The over has hit in five of Mississippi State's last seven games, but has gone under in four of their last five on Fridays. Tennessee has seen the under hit in six of their last seven overall, and each of their last six in the month of March. However, the over 4-1 in the last five meetings between these two teams, I think Tennessee is going to put up a boatload of points on their own, so I'm going to go over in this one. Our last matchup for this episode, we're sticking in the SEC, 3:30 Eastern on ESPN. Auburn taking on South Carolina. The Tigers, 8-point favorites in this matchup. South Carolina, of course, coming off that 14-point victory over Arkansas yesterday. South Carolina, 5-1 against the spread in their last six games, matching their straight-up record over that stretch. They are 4-1 against the spread in their last five games in the month of March. They've won six in a row on Fridays and are 8-2 straight up in their last 10 games as an underdog. Auburn, 12-6 against the spread in their last 18 games. They've won four of their last five to close out the regular season. They're also 7-0 in their last seven Friday games and are 12-4 against the spread in their last 16 games as a favorite. When these two teams have squared off, Auburn has won seven in a row, and they've covered six of those seven. South Carolina is going to have something to prove for certain, but with those trends and fresh legs, I'm going to take Bruce Pearl and the Tigers in this meeting. 142 is the total. These two teams met once in the regular season. It was a 40-point victory for Auburn, a 101-61 drubbing back on Valentine's Day. South Carolina has seen the over hit in four of their last five overall, but the under has come home in four of their last five Friday games away from Columbia. The total has gone over in four of Auburn's last five and seven of their last eight in March. Each of the last five times these teams have met, the over has come home. Let's see that trend continue and make it six in a row. That's going to do it for this episode of the Pick and Rollout. Be sure to subscribe to the feed wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll be back with more conference tournament previews throughout the weekend. For the Pick and Rollout, I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us.